Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the roof. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the right. American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Press all the right buttons at the right time. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5560. Really, people, thank you so much for being with me. Thank you for taking the time to tune in, be part of the conversation, part of the solutions, I like to say. And if you head up to the website, a couple of things. Let me get some of that, what they call house cleaning, out of the way, right? I think I call it. Anyway, head up to the website, therealside.com. Like I said, you can watch live, you can listen live, you can take the poll. We have a chat room that doesn't get interrupted. We have a video stream there that doesn't get interrupted as well. If you can't get it at a local radio station, it's a great way to get it. We have an Apple and Android app that you can grab and listen to it there or watch it there as well. I try to make it as easy as humanly possible for you guys to get the show. Because I know some of you, have challenges getting it. Maybe you don't have internet. There's all kinds of ways to pick up the show. But I always tell you, too, if you're in an area and you listen to the local radio station, they don't carry the show and you wish they would, call them and tell them about the show. Call them and ask them about the show. It's really that simple. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I can't make it any easier. And if you sign up for the email blasts, I'm not one of those guys that sends you one every day or every other day. I hate that. So I'm not going to do it to you if I wouldn't do it to me. You know, and it's a way for you to get informed, a way for you to discuss some of this stuff without being pummeled by the left. You know, it's become rabid, not just online, but another place. That's what you get me going. Look, if I get another email from one of you, not calling me a coward so much, but making it sound like I'm running away from Facebook or I'm running away from Twitter. Let me tell you what. I've had tens of thousands of people removed from our Twitter account. I've had three other Facebook pages yanked down on me. You have no control over this. It's like you don't even buy it. It's like buying a ticket for an airplane. You have no control over where it goes, how fast it goes, how many stops it makes. Nothing. You're given no right to discuss it all. Facebook had decided, as it's done to many of my friends, one fellow in particular, had five million followers. His page was pulled overnight. Now, is it insanity to keep pulling these pages up, creating new pages to get pulled down again? Is it insanity going into a situation like with Twitter, you're watching them pull conservatives down, and yet I'm going to put time and effort into trying to get the message out via Twitter? And Tammy has documented all this in case, you know, we ever really get a shot at suing these people. This show, this little show of mine, used to get 200,000 views an hour on Facebook. And overnight, we took a nosedive. Overnight. And my joke is either I suck that bad, and people decide, all at the same time, they decided, I'm not watching him anymore, it's terrible. They had a little petition that went around. Let's all, you know, get off of Joe's show in one night. On YouTube, within a span of 3 days, they demonetized all our videos. Now, look, I'm not whining or complaining that I want money from you guys. I'm giving you the reality of what other people are going through. Unless you're on a really big network, and they're kind of, you know, taking care of most everything, you know, like the Blaze or something like that, you don't get any way to get any traction at these places. When we started our new page on Twitter, we started to gain quickly, and then it came to a screeching halt. Because I'm sure all those people who dumped us on the other ones, and they didn't, Twitter took them down, when they found us again, they went, oh, that's that same Joe Messina, we don't want to listen to him. Right? However, because, and the same thing with Vimeo, you guys know that after 3 years on Vimeo, what do? They yank down 3 years of videos. Wipe the page out overnight. Why? Because I was asking questions about the coronavirus. That simple. No rocket science here. So, why would I continue? And again, you used to write me an email and say, why are you running away? If you guys know me for any length of time, I am not afraid of anything. Any topic, any issue, any situation. Nothing. But I am not stupid. Okay? I'm not insane. I'm not going to keep doing the same thing over and over again expecting that somebody at Facebook is finally going to go, oh, you know what? He's so persistent. Let's just leave him up. Not going to happen. You know it's not going to happen. So I've moved over to Spreely. Check it out. Can't hurt you. Spreely.com. I moved over to Parler. When I started, it was called a Parlay. But I moved over to Parler. A lot more traction there. Even compared to Twitter. And here's the funny thing about it. Some of you people, you know, yeah, you don't get the same play. I was getting no play on Twitter, and that's physically impossible with all the people that we have that have gone out of their way to refollow us. There's no way I can have absolutely no play. I've actually had people send me emails asking me, are you still on the air? I'm not getting the Facebook notice. I'm not, whatever it is. Some of you guys use Twitter and Facebook to as a kind of a tickler to remind you that the show's on. Okay, fine, whatever. You can get the same thing if you go over and pick up your phone and you text TRS to 77222. So I'm not going to waste my time. I am not going to waste the energy into platforms that are going to try to pull us down on a regular basis. It makes no sense. So you can find us on Parler. You can find us at Spreely. And shortly, I'm going to give you another video outlet with chat and everything else that we will not be removed from, guaranteed. So we'll see your host a lot more coming up right after the break. You listen to The Real Side. Have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you and God bless America.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free, 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
They can't be doing what they're doing, but they are.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5560. Really, seriously, I do so much appreciate the time that you're with me. I do so much appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting, being part of the conversation and part of the solution. Seriously. You know, you really ought to pay attention to the words that people are using and things that are going on. Seriously. All right, real quick. I love these little tidbits. I don't know. Somebody help me come up with a name for a segment we can do with all these. They're not really words of wisdom. They're things that just make you scratch your head and go, wow, really? So the liberals want to keep complaining that the country wasn't prepared. Right, that President Trump and we just weren't prepared for all of this. And I'd like to respond by saying, well, maybe if you guys weren't busy spending the last 3 years with all these investigations that now are going to blow up in your face, Especially if he gets in again. See, this is what they're so petrified of. They know that if he gets... No, when he gets in again, it's going to get hotter on them. It's going to get worse on them. Why didn't Obama and Clinton arrest them? Why weren't they going after these pedophiles? Why weren't they going after these human trafficking and sex slave operations? Why weren't they putting the money, the time, and the effort into finding these things? Because some of them were part of it. Let's just be honest about it. People with big money were part of it. And they spent 3 years on these worthless investigations, the impeachment hearings, which now, again, they've done the same thing with the word impeachment that they did with racism. They have so used it, not out of context, but abused it, that it means nothing. She's talking, Pelosi? Pelosi is talking about using impeachment to slow the president? He doesn't care. He's going to keep plowing forward. And the Senate, they'll keep plowing forward, too. Because remember, they have to agree to take it up. This woman has been in Congress forever. And so is Schumer. They don't know the process yet. They don't know. You know why they don't know it? Because they've never really studied it. They don't really know how it works. They just want to do things the way they want to do them. Right? They force the president to defend himself against every stupid new manufactured allegations. Notice that the same allegations they have against the president that they want him to answer to, when those allegations come against their people, they want to brush them off as nothing more than a right-wing conspiracy. It's just amazing to me. They did everything they could. They spent every single day, instead of helping the American people, they spent every single day trying to figure out how to remove a duly elected president of the people of these United States. Shows you where they're at. It's about power for them. I keep telling you that. Now, I want to be clear about something. I'm not talking about every Democrat. I know a lot of rank-and-file Democrats that are good, solid people. If you guys don't agree, too bad. Deal with it. And frankly, a lot of them, like a lot of Republicans, don't even know what's going on in their party. They were told as kids that the Democrat Party were for poor people, the average worker. You know, they're not. Haven't been for a long time. You know, I meant to say it when Dacus was on with me. But do you realize that today's Democrat Party would have never allowed John Kennedy to be president or Jack Kennedy to be president? Why? Anybody know? Anybody? Because he was a Catholic. A quote-unquote devout Catholic. That makes it even worse. An Irish Catholic. Most of them very devout in what they believe. Just amazing. they don't know their own history. They don't know history, period. This is what makes me crazy. And then they start using these words and terms like they have a clue. They don't. You know, to my Democrat friends, imagine what you could have accomplished for the American people. What you could have done. Or what you could have been a part of. Or what you could have appeared to be a part of. Some of the lowest unemployment rates for women, blacks, and Hispanics in history. Right? One of the hottest economies in recent history. Look at all the things that Trump actually did for the black community you could have been part of. Instead of fighting him because you hated him so much, because you knew he was going to disrupt your flow of dollars. So if you had done your job, instead of acting like spoiled children, just imagine how strong this country could have been. How prepared. If you work together with him, here's a man who steps into a crap pile when he walks into office. Right, the Obama administration left them with no medical supplies. They restored nothing. When they used it all for the N1H1 virus. Trump did his job, whether you want to hear it or not. And he did it well. Right? You Democrats failed. And it's easy to show you. You know, it's really funny. I was listening to the press conference today. And they're all talking about Trump being caught saying that he hid something for the American people. Because, you know, they've never done that. But that's beside the point. And what did Fauci come on? Who is not his buddy, not his friend. Fauci comes out and says, he didn't say anything we didn't tell him. He didn't hide anything. But they're not saying that. They don't want to say that because then all of a sudden it takes all the curse off of what the president said. Now, just think of what the American public could have done with the hundreds of millions of dollars that you wasted on all that investigations and impeachments and things you let go by. All the billions of dollars you've wasted over the decades allowing China to get away with so much. They'll take response. That's why I titled it, this is the party of non-responsibility. They talk about nobody being above the law, nobody this, nobody that, right? Kamala, whatever you want to call her. She jailed 1,500 black men for possessions of weed. She withheld evidence on two black men that were on death row. You know when she released the evidence? After they were killed by the state. But she's a peach. She's one you want to be... don't get me going. Seriously. This is why I can no longer take them seriously. And when I have Dem friends who try to tell me how great she is, I go, so if you're okay with this, the president, you should give him sainthood. Joe Mancini, host, listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break. Yes, I am, as they refer to the show before mine, locked and loaded and ready to go. We'll be right back. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you and God bless America.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
200,000 people in the United States have now died from the coronavirus, according to Johns Hopkins University. At the White House, Press Secretary Kayleigh McEnany says the president has tried to stop the virus.
You've seen the fatality rate that has fallen 85% since April, and the fact that only 1.5% of emergency room visits are now people sick with COVID is a real testament to the hard work done by the task force and President Trump.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi feels the president could have done more.
This was preventable. Not all of it, but much of it. And what could be lost in the future is preventable, too. if we embrace science. Science instead of politics.
The United States has less than 5% of the world's population, but more than 20% of the reported deaths. This is USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Truth. How lucky can one guy be? I kissed her and she kissed me. Like the fella once said.
Come on, a little butter for everybody. Trouble City, your host. Always appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air. In the chat room, texting and tweeting. You guys are a kick. I love you guys. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. This is in, apparently there was a note found that said, Justice Scalia's dying wish was that Donald Trump be elected to a second term. There you go, okay? No voting, just put him in. Oh, Scalia asked for it. Dying wish on his deathbed. You know, I just love it. I love this stuff. I find this stuff so much fun. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting, and just being a part of the conversation as a whole. Seriously. This, some of you, and I'm okay with it. I'm not going to play them, but I'm okay with it. And Trump derangement syndrome is real. And it's not Trump derangement. These are the people that are so used to getting their way. They so believe that they're right that nobody else's opinion really matters. And so I'm getting these videos where they're doing their little, what do you want to call it? Their little selfie. Right, where they're just going off and off. And one girl was screaming, I don't know if some of you saw it. I don't want to put it on the air. I'm not going to give them the time. But one girl was screaming that, you know, she wished she had never been born. And every one of these people that are screaming and yelling about the president's choices. Again, four females. But they're not their kind of females. That's the problem. Four females. So apparently, as I said last time, during the Kavanaugh hearing, think about something. The only issue that comes, this is what I'm getting from all the stuff I'm reading. The only issue that comes in front of the Supreme Court, the only, anybody know what it is? Anybody? Yeah. Roe versus Wade. That's it. Apparently, that is the only thing that they rule on. It's just amazing to me. I don't know if you guys heard, but apparently there was an attempt, if you would, on the president's life. They're calling it an assassination attempt. And it was a woman who mailed, I guess she mailed ricin to President Trump. She, and I think this is just great. You know why? I don't remember any right-wing whacktoid trying to take out Obama. And if I'm wrong, send me the link. Okay? And this woman, she's from Canada. Anyway,
855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You got more. When you really think about what's going on right now, if you have Rasmussen's poll, they show Trump's approval rating just rose to a high of 53%. This is, think about something here, people. You know, because we always have to hear about it. They might as well hear it, too. Because I know I got some trollers on the left that listen to the show, so they can take notes and hit me with it later. That 53% approval rating is higher than Obama's was on this date, at this point in his presidency. So President Trump is more popular than President Obama was in his last year. Right? You look at all this stuff that's going... Biden, you know, Biden has now taken a fourth position on his mask mandate policy. So in a relatively short period of time, he's not flip-flopped. He's totally confused. And still spreading false claims about Trump, you know, during the that mini CNN town hall thing. And think about the questions that they're asking him. I'm really looking forward to the debate on Tuesday, but not to watch President Trump rip apart a man that can't keep it together. Right? I mean, this is almost sad. Like throwing the kids to the wolves. It's not good. But when you listen to this stuff, I want to see how Chris Wallace handles all this. Because I don't believe for a minute, you know, seeing what the direction that Fox has gone in, I don't find for a minute that Wallace is going to be able to control himself. Sorry. I've seen how he looks at the president. I've seen with some of the information, some of the interviews he's already done where he stands with the president. This is not cool. You know? And you know, ready for this one? This is going to it's going to shake you to your core. You know the Dems are in trouble when Chris Matthews is on our side of an issue. Chris praised Trump, praised Trump's true presidential behavior following Ginsburg's death. Right? Former MSNBC host Chris Matthews was criticized by fellow liberals Monday over a tweet. Now, listen, he doesn't even work for them anymore. They can go pound sand. But anyway, over a tweet that commended President Trump's response to the death of Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg. Matthew was a fervent critic of Trump during his running show. and remember, he was asked to leave in March. He said the president was right to show respect for RBG. True presidential behavior, far too rare for him. I mean, so get a little dig in on the president. But if you think about this, you can't, this is what I've been saying all along. This is why they lose so much credibility. It doesn't matter what the president does, even if he does it right. They don't want him to get credit. They don't want anybody calling it out. They don't want anybody even talking about it. Right? And the left, their hate, they just can't control themselves. Joy Behr, what a piece of work she is. I'm not even good. It's been all over the place. But seriously, she said that the black community was behind her when she did the blackface. But apparently it was a very small community, maybe somebody she hired to work at her house. I don't know. Because none of them are for blackface. None of them. I wouldn't be for it either. Unless it's being shown in a historical way and not for acceptability. Look, there's a lot of things that Italians have done that are terrible. And there are things I wish they would stay away from. But you know what? We need to know. You know, I'm an American, period. This is my country. This was my adopted country. This is the country I was born in. And I appreciate the country. You know why? Because I have an Italian heritage. I know what my aunts and uncles went through to get here. I know what my grandfather went through to get here. I know about the racism, if you would, that they had to go through. Was it anything like the blacks? No, of course not. But there was still racism there. I felt it too as I was growing up to a degree. Nothing like other people have, but I still felt it. Not fun, not nice. And I didn't feel racism when people told Italian jokes. I love Italian jokes. I think they're hilarious, frankly. Because why? I have a sense of humor. I know I'm not perfect. I know my ancestry is not perfect. But I also know the positive things that Italians have done, the Italian people have done over the years. But the mafia being attached to the Italian community, which is rightfully deserved, is a dark part of that history. But we need to know about it. How it came about, why, what the fighting factions were. How they, when they came here, when they do you know how they started getting control here? Just like the Dems get control of the Hispanic community and others. Right? The mafia went after their own. Italians that were trying to do better in their communities. They were opening up stores. They were making money. Maybe they knew something about them from the past. Okay? We'll keep the police out of this area. We'll keep the police away from you and your store. Just pay us X amount a week. And what do the Dems do? You can come here illegally. We'll get you welfare. We'll get you this. We'll get you that. We'll make sure that the government stays away from you. We're your friend. It's still a form of bullying, any way you cut it. If the Democrats really cared about the illegals, they would start educating them, teaching them, and giving them, making them go back and do it the right way. Anyway, Joe Mazzini, your host, will be back in a little bit. Don't go far.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
I married your mother because I wanted children. Imagine my disappointment when you arrived.
We are back. This is the Real Side of VCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5560. Really do appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation. I got a, I won't say a colleague, but I got a text message from a friend who said, who's in the news business, said, "Gee, thanks for helping bring down the trust of news even more." I guess what he was talking about is, you know, the Chris Matthews piece I did. Look, the way they spin the news, the way the things they won't go after. You look today at the White House press conference. It was almost like they all got a slip of paper before they walked in there and said, "Harp on this, don't give up to anything else." And I'll tell you what, you know, again, some of the people, I don't even want to mention their names, but some of those reporters in that room don't deserve to get questions answered. They're so full of themselves. They think they got the right answer to everything. They've got the right idea. Run for president yourself then. And I'm not even irritated that they're asking questions. I'm irritated that they're asking asinine questions they already know the answer to, unless they're idiots. So, you know how I love to call it the hypocrisy of the left? I have a lot of fun with that, actually. And the Democrats have always said they have selective recall. That's what I call it. It's why they hate the interweb thing, all of that. So, not long ago, right, Joe Biden and others Weren't they all over this thing about you got to have, we got to have, they got to have all members of SCOTUS on board? Not kind of, sort of, maybe. Oh, no. They were quite clear about it. All of them have to be there. Here, let me see. Let me pull this one up. You're going to love this.
The American people deserve a fully staffed court of nine.
The president nominates, and then the Senate advises and consents or not, but they go forward with the process.
What we're seeing here, and I hope this is temporary, is a disrespect to the Constitution.
The Constitution is 100% clear. The president of the United States has the right to nominate someone to be a justice of the Supreme Court. Senate's function is to hold hearings.
That's right. He's right. Bernie's, I agree with Bernie. Quick, buy a lottery ticket. No, I'm Bernie. Man, you're right on. About time you spoke up.
And to vote.
The blockade on filling a naturally occurring vacancy, in my view, is harmful to the independence of the Article 3 branch.
You cannot keep a seat on the Supreme Court, which represents all of us. You cannot keep it vacant against the Constitution.
Do pretty much everything they can to avoid acknowledging the legitimacy of our democratically elected president.
The American.
Oh. This is why they hate the interweb. I'm telling you people, this is why every one of their sins from the past, every one of their contradictions, every one of their hypocrisies comes back to bite them on a regular basis. It's wonderful.
Can people expect the president's nominee to be given a fair hearing and a timely vote in the Senate?
Every day that goes by without a ninth justice is another day the American people's business is not getting done.
This is perfect. That was Chuck Schumer, right? You guys know that. I don't have to tell you that. Here's Chuck out on the lawn for the last 2 days screaming about how they better not go forward. It's not right. And the dying wish of the justice was not to make it. And I'm thinking to myself, but here, they've gone on for a minute now. And these are only bits and pieces of their what they said. But they've been going on and on and on about how you got to follow the Constitution. You got to bring the person forward. You got to. Oh, but wait a minute, it's Trump. No, no, please. You don't gotta. Please, no do. That's kind of where they're at, right? I mean, am I exaggerating here? Listen, just listen to these people. This is great. I'm actually, to a degree, I'm loving this. Come on, come back. There you go. All right, take a listen.
I say to you, do your job. Vote for a Supreme Court nominee.
Instead of just saying the blanket rule is no matter who you are, no matter what your qualifications, because you are sent by this president, we will create a unique rule for you and refuse to entertain you.
One of the most important consequences of who is president of the United States is to sit on the United States Supreme Court.
If you want to stop extremism in your party, you can start by showing the American people that you respect the president of the United States and the Constitution.
The American people deserve a fully staffed court of nine.
Isn't that great? The American people, he's Joe's words, I'm not plagiarizing them, they're right there. The American people deserve a full slate of nine. Right? Let's see. I should have cut that off. Let me see. I think there's an end to that. Let me see what it says. Maybe the 2020 Democrats, maybe you should listen to the 2016 Democrats, don't you think? The problem is that they're the same people. They don't know how to get out of this. Really, they don't. It's always a trip. I always find this stuff so entertaining, if you would. Because you just think about what they're doing. What they're calling you out on. Right? What they're calling us out on. Talking to us how bad we are for the things that we want to do and or don't want to do, right? You got a couple states now that states that both Biden and Trump are deadlocked in. Now, if the polls suggest that they're deadlocked, then I got to believe that Trump is winning big. Really that simple. And I don't have a problem. I mean, I'm tired. These polls have never been right. And it's just wrong. Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. So let's go back to why you have to step up. Why conservatives have to stop playing games and step up. Now, next hour I'm going to deal with education in this country and why we fail so badly. A Florida high school has banned football team's police flag because critics deem it as openly racist. How can a... Oh, God. And the school goes along with it, which shows you how uneducated school staff is. What is racist? Right? What is truly the definition of racist? Because how can a flag represent and or be racist? Well, the dictionary term for racist, not the average person, not the BLM people, is prejudice, discrimination, antagonism directed against a person or people on the basis of their membership of a particular racial or ethnic group, typically one that is a minority. So can somebody, because look, I'm not a well-educated person, you guys know that, and I'm not ashamed of it, I do the best I can with what I got, but can somebody please tell me, what a thin blue line, what ethnicity or racial group is the flag represent, or does the flag represent? Because I'm not that, I told you, I barely ran out of high school. I'm not that smart. So help me out here. Because the son of a cop and a firefighter, they want to carry the flag out in the field. They were told, no, this was for a 9/11 game memorial, if you would. So I don't get it. I don't get how that's racist. And I admit to the fact that I'm not the smartest person in the room. So don't call me an idiot. I already know that. A thin blue line flag has been banned by local high school in Neptune Beach, Florida, following a series of complaints that circulated on social media. According to the outlet, the Fletcher High School football team started carrying the pro-law enforcement flag last year. Right? And it was a way for one of its players, Kalen Lavender, to honor his late father, Captain Andy Lavender. Lavender was a Jacksonville Beach police officer who unexpectedly passed away in August. Or August 19th, in 2019, 29 years in law enforcement. He was active in the community. He was just honoring his dad. But we can't have that. Because somehow the school was upset at the backlash they were getting online. So they had told the kid he couldn't do it because the flag was racist. Right? And the reason is now, because cops are all going after black men, because the numbers prove it, not. It means that the flag that represents the cops is a racist flag. You couldn't learn yoga well enough to have that many twists and turns in your body to have this make sense. I see this totally differently. I see this as a school and some of you bowing down to fear. That's what I see. It's wrong. You know it's wrong. It's wrong at every level. People, if we're ever going to win this, if you're ever going to win back the republic that you know that our founding fathers fought for, you're going to have to stand up. You're going to have to grow a spine and stop being afraid. Joe Mazzini, your host. This is The Real Side of GCN Live. Be back in a little bit. Don't go far.